Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. I've tried to cover the St Regis Women's Football League as much as possible in the last 18 months. I've spoken to quite a few footballers, but for some reason I've never spoken to anyone from Bamble, so here we go.
Maybe we're all too shy.
Yeah, probably. I don't know about that. You started with the St Regis Women's Footy League from the get-go.
Yeah, right from the start, 2016, they started the season up and or the league up, and yeah, I saw it in paper and jumped on board. Thought it'd be a good new thing for the community and wanted to be part of it.
And you told me off air that you'd played a lot of sports, but you'd never tried Aussie rules footy. Had you always had an interest in it?
Well, yeah, I did play the school footy like a lot of people have done, and it's usually just one game in about year 10 or 11, and that's
yep.
like all you sort of get to do. And my brother played footy when I was a kid for Arimple, but I don't know, I wasn't really interested in it. I was too busy riding my horse or doing other things to be sitting around watching footy. I'd rather be doing something rather than watching.
Yeah. It just took off from there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd played a bit of netball with different clubs and a bit of softball, rowing, and, you know, just some other stuff. And I hadn't tried footy. And when they started that up, I thought that'd be pretty good, I reckon.
So how did you find your first match? Was it everything thought it would be or harder?
Oh, it was brutal. It was like a battlefield. It was casualties everywhere. There was about five ambulances in the first couple of games that we played because the girls just were inexperienced, going in head first. I've got a scar on my head from bumping into another girl. There was just injuries, head injuries. Just didn't know how to protect ourselves and just was hell for leather. But it didn't really stop the determination. We were still like flat out trying to get the ball. Didn't matter at what cost, though. That was the hard thing.
So, yeah, well, us blokes learn that probably a bit younger age, but some guys never learn it, and some women probably never learn really how to protect yourself. But obviously that skill has came over the last few years, hasn't it? You do learn how to protect your body when you head to a contest.
You do, yeah. And when you get hurt by it, you definitely learn real quick.
Like I said, the off-air, I played a lot of footy back in the day. It's a tough game to take up. They're coming from all angles at you. It's not like rugby league where they're running in front of you. They can come from anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to, like, and that's one of the things with the girls that start up straight away these days. I say you've got to train. You've got to have a few training under your belt because you can't just go straight into a game and expect to be all right. It doesn't matter what fitness level you are because, it can be pretty hard at it.
It's, you sit down and watch a game of football, and to watch a game of football live on a Saturday in Mildura, but out there it is completely different to watching, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just nothing. There's no comparison.
I actually prefer to play than watch because when I watch, I go, oh, shit, I don't really want to see that, and I cringe. But then when you're actually out there playing, you don't see it from what the spectators see. I actually prefer to be in the mix of it because it doesn't look as bad.
I found some days it seems like there's twice the amount of the opposition.
Yeah.
That's a terrible feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you've obviously, Bamble's been a successful football club at men's level for, ever since button-up boots were in fashion. Now, you girls have already won a premiership in 2019. What's that like? I never had the pleasure of playing in a premiership. What's it actually like?
Oh, well, that's one thing that we sort of learn along the way. Like, you know, premierships are definitely not given to everyone. Like, you don't get handed out. You've really got to work hard for it. And with our premiership, like, we'd been beaten by Werribee 2 years in a row, and then the next year we dropped down to third and didn't make the grand final. And then that 2019, when we did win, you know, you think about the last, few years that you've been struggling and just trying your hardest to get there. You've got injuries, broken ribs, and just, things that just come along the way. And then when you finally get there, it's just that you don't actually believe it until the last, couple of minutes where you go, oh, my God, did we just win? What the hell? It sort of just doesn't dawn on you until that last minute. And then, it's an absolutely incredible feeling. And something like, you're not just proud of yourself, you're proud of the team and the support network that gets you there.
The 2 years runner up to Werribee, 1 year, you're right about the mark. 2 years, I reckon it'd suck.
Yeah.
And it would put a fire in your belly to come out and win that premiership, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it really did. Werribee are our strongest contenders.
Again.
Again, that's sort of where they're at, and it's where sort of we are at, and we're just trying to you know, keep building that strength from 2019, and just, you know, not just, you know, COVID's knocked a fair bit around, but, you know, it's been quite important for us to stick together. And that's really been something that's really shone through this year with our numbers and with our, you know, return players, I guess.
That premiership win, I've been involved in big build-ups to games of footy. How'd you feel the next day? Flat?
Oh, geez, I don't remember. Probably hungover, I guess.
That always takes the edge off things.
Because we played Cardross in the grand. We didn't play against Wirrumbool, who, like, so, you know, but yeah, no, you definitely wake up feeling absolutely sore because you know you've given it your all, and in the grand final, it doesn't matter how much you're winning by, you still think that you're only ahead by one or whatever. You just got to work really hard. And you know, that's how it sort of felt afterwards. You just feel like you're so exhausted because you've put everything into it, but not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. Yeah, next few days just needed to rest, absolutely.
Now, yourself and Georgia are co-coaches at the moment at Bamble, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, yep.
We've got Sam Bice at Nangelock. There's no other female coaches in the St. Asia Women's Footy League at the moment, is there?
So Matt Carter's still doing Wirrumbool, but Wirrumbool. I think Georgie Maher, and I'm not sure of the other girl's name, they're stepping into that learning coaching role. So I think it's good to see those two stepping up, hopefully take over. Yeah, we might end up with all women coaches all around, but I haven't heard who's taking over Nanji from Sam and JB after they moved to Melbourne, but they were definitely two that have stood up to coach.
I think all women coaches would be fantastic for the league, Danica, myself.
Yeah, I'd love to see the whole league led by women coaches, whether they're learning and still being supported by other people or whatever, but, you know, just still really just jumping out of your comfort zone and just having a go at it, because you can't really go wrong if you're having a go at it. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you really need to develop, and you can't just be good at it overnight. You know, it takes a lot to get to know your side and your girls, and, you know, and you learn different things about them on the way. And, you know, you make a few mistakes here and there, but, you know, as long as you get acknowledged and learn from it, you'll go leaps and bounds if you're given the chance. That's for sure.
Having played the game, like I said, I'd find, has it been hard to be tough on your teammates as coach, then you pull the boots alongside them?
No, not really. I guess I haven't really had to. Really, the girls are amazing. Like, they're such a positive unit that we've got going on. And they just want to please. They just want to do the best that they can. The hardest thing that I find is that they're harder on themselves than anything else. And, you know, they'll do something great or might miss a goal, and they'll be so hard on themselves over it that, you know, it's just more a matter of building them up and giving them that confidence, because that's really what lacks there is that confidence in yourself. And even the slightest mistakes, some of the girls are just... Yeah, they're more hard on themselves than anything. It's about trying to get them out of that habit and just realising that it's fun and... you're doing your best.
That makes your job and George's job as co-coaches so much easier, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it must. Yeah. I often think, as a playing coach in football, if you're having a bad day yourself, it'd be hard to say, "Come on, pull your socks up." And it'd be just difficult. But if you got ladies out there that have been hard on themselves, that's just going to take care of itself.
Yeah, it kind of makes your job a little bit null and void, doesn't it?
Well, sort of, a little in a way. Like, but then again, you know, look at the great Hawthorn teams and the great Essendons and the Melbourne at the moment. They almost coach themselves anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, like, it's... I think the hardest thing is just getting everyone up and about and excited, because, you know, the girls can be so quiet and, you know, nervous and worried that, you know, at the start of the game when you watch the men and they're all fired up, finding that fire in the girls is... It's an internal flame, you know, that they've got going on, and they don't usually put it on the outside. But that's what we try to pull out of them on game day. That's for sure. But yeah, it's hard to do the both roles, because you want to lift the girls as a player and you want to lead them on the field, but then you also want to be able to be observant and see how things are going. So that's why I think Georgia and I are working so well together at the moment, because she's on the bench, you know, running the board and running the girls from that perspective. And that takes that load off game day for sure.
I was about to say to you, Danica, with Georgia sitting on the bench, would make it hard with both of you out there trying to make decisions on the fly. That must be a tough gig.
Well, yeah, Georgia doesn't play. She's just a coach. you know, we'd love her to play. She's an absolute superstar. But, yeah, she runs the girls so well. I can just go and play. That's sort of how it is.
No, Brittany, she's actually got a great idea at the moment. She, you know, everyone's give the AFL women's a little bit of stick about the skill level and all the rest of it, but George's argument to me on air was these girls haven't come from a junior background. We need a solid junior league.
Yeah.
And she's come up with the idea that an under-15s junior competition would give the girls the grounding to go on and play senior football, and I think you'd have to agree with her.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Like, that's where it starts. And the girls learn and they get excited about footy from that younger age. And, you know, when they're playing Auskick and then start to play with the boys, like, sometimes the girls develop a little bit more than what the boys do. So they're too scared to tackle these little kids. but then when they get into the under-14s and the boys are too big for them, it switches pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So they've got a few years off where they don't have... They can't fill that gap, you know, from when by the time they're like 11 to 15, they don't have any footy. They get shoved off into netball or other sports, or you just can't really play, or it's not suitable, you know. So filling that gap would absolutely. And then when we get the women or the, you know, the 15-year-olds that start playing with us, well, they can start playing when they're 14 if they're turning 15 in that year.
Yeah.
Then when they start with us, they can have that footy background. They can have those, you know, basic skills of the foundations, plus, you know, how to protect yourself and how to, you know, like, play footy safely and, you know, smart. So, yeah, it would definitely fill that gap, and it would make it a much safer sport and make it a lot more skillful as well.
Well, gee whiz, she's a driven, passionate young lady. I wouldn't be surprised if she actually makes it come to fruition, to be honest with you, Danica.
She will. Absolutely, yeah. And she's got a lot of support behind her, and, like, we're all with her. We'll definitely help out whatever needs to happen. And not only, like, with us and Bamble, but I know that there's girls across the whole St. Ranger League that would love to see that happening and are going to, you know, put their hands up and say, like, let's make it work, you know. So we've got an advocate sort of women's committee going on to support the women's league, so we can have a representative from each team that, you know, talk about these problems and make these sort of things happen, and she's leading all of that. So it's going to happen.
We try and cover as much sport as possible on the Sideline View, and it's been great to have the St. Ranger Women's Football League to cover for the last couple of years, and all you ladies have been nothing but fantastic to work with. So I hope the league just goes from strength to strength.
Yeah, me too. It's just such a great sport, and it's a great thing for the community. It brings the girls quite well together, and not only does it provide a good sport for them to play, but it also brings, like, such a good community for the girls to be involved with, and, you know, have that support network that maybe they would not have normally had.
If you got 18 really good teammates, it is a great support network. If there's a young lady out there this afternoon thinking to themselves, this Bamble Football Club seems all right, what's the best way to contact you?
Facebook page is probably the best one. Just got the phone number on there to contact the coaches. You can like the St. Ranger Women's Football League. It'll have links and, you know, sites to all the clubs.
Yep.
You just sort of want to go where most people want to go, where their mates are or where their parents or family have played before, or, you know, but you can easily get in touch with anyone if you jump on that St. Ranger Women's Football League Facebook page. And obviously, you know, Bamble have got their own, and Moringa and all the other clubs will have their own as well. So if anyone's new out there that wants to have a go and doesn't know where to go and isn't have any affiliation, I'd be recommending that they go to Moringa just to strengthen their side up and give them some numbers. You know, I'd love to say come to Bamble. I'd love to build our club, but, you know, it's about the league and the longevity of the league. So, you know, you need to be filling up those clubs that really need the members and to keep it alive.
Danica, if I can find you, anyone can.
Yeah,
basically,
absolutely.
It's been great. I'm almost out of time. It's been great to have you on the program this afternoon. It's more power to you. And, yeah, let's hope that, yeah, as we wind down towards September way, that you're around about the market, Bamble, and after the results that you want to get at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And it's been great. Thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure, Danica. Best of luck this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks very much. See ya.